I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, indeed. And today, we're going to have a really interesting show. Maybe one of our really top-of-the-line shows. Because there's going to be, you know, how some shows are better than others. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, this show is going to be special because we have put together an extravaganza for the do-it-yourselfer cord cutter folk out there, of which I am one. And so let's see. I had a question. I had somebody write me a question because I offhandedly said, now that Locast sadly is dead, what are you going to do about receiving your local channels if you live in a condo like I do? I live in a condo. Which means I can't put up external antennas, one would think. So, how do I get around the fact that Locast no longer exists? What do I do to receive my channels locally, clearly? Well, I went through a lot of rigmarole to do it. A lot of different experimentation. You know the doctor. I am always doing something. It's like Scotty said on one of the Star Trek movies. You know engineers, they always love to change things. Yes. So, I've been changing some things. I've been experimenting and doing all kinds of things. So anyway, I decided that since they were interested, I was going to do a whole show about it. So that's what we're doing today. Before I go any further, we are, in fact, proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Just saying. Yes. Also, you can go to our website. We have an actual website where you can get in on all this stuff. It's drbill.tv, drbill.tv. And it's right there on the screen, drbill.tv. Go there. You'll enjoy it. All right, let me bring up my notes because I'm liable to forget something I was going to say, and I don't want to do that. First thing, I'm going to be showing you some stuff from right here in this computer room that I'm sitting in doing the show right now. And it's a mess. Oh, it is a mess. It's a mess. I'm a geek. I do all kinds of technical stuff, and I make messes. And my wife says, as long as you keep it all contained into the computer room, have at it. So that's what I've done. So don't give me a hard time about my mess. That's my first statement. Next, we're going to look at two scenarios. One is totally internal to the condo, here inside the condo. And that one uses a Tableau unit, pictured here. And that Tableau unit is a box that has TV tuners, in my case, four TV tuners, in it that receives the over-the-air signal from an antenna and then puts it on my Ethernet network, connects to the LAN, and allows me to use different clients to view it, okay? There's a lot of clients that can view it on your phone, on your tablets, on your television set with various devices like a Roku or a Chromecast, you know, the new Chromecast with a remote, Fire TV, etc. You know, NVIDIA Shield if you've got a lot of money. That kind of thing, okay? So I use a Chromecast with a remote. That's my favorite, believe it or not. Initially, I was using a Roku, but lately, I really like the Chromecast. I think the software is a little bit better. The Tableau software there is better, okay? So, Keep that in mind. So that's the first scenario we're going to look at. The second scenario we're going to look at is using an antenna outside on the condo, but it is slightly more unofficial because your condo rules may be really, really, really strict. Now, I've done this, and they haven't torn it down. But it turns out there is a law, a relatively new law, called the OTARD law. O-T-A-R-D. You can look that up on the old internet. It stands for Over-the-Air Reception Devices. The FCC ruling says you have every legal right to install an antenna, even on a condo, if you own it, which I do, I own this condo, and you have exclusive use of your property, even if it's a rental property, if you have exclusive use, you should be able to set up an external antenna. They may buck you a little bit on this, but you can give it a shot. And here's the thing. You just want to be sure that it's easily removed, cleanly removed, doesn't do any permanent damage. And that's what we're going to be looking at later in this video from some of the B-roll that I shot of the outside of my condo and how I got around. When I say get around restrictions, I'm not exactly getting around it. I'm kind of rolling the dice. But I'm counting on this OTARD law to give me a little backing to say, look, I own the condo. I'm not supposed to be legally restricted or, you know, restricted by covenant from receiving over-the-air television. That's the government's kind of on your side on this, okay? So that's what we're going to be looking at. And the other thing I wanted to mention of the two scenarios, the first one is the Tableau. The second is the device that is internal in a PC that also has four tuners, because we watch a lot of TV, we record a lot of TV. And I've already got a video on that, so go check the previous video on how to set up the Win TV tuner from Hapag, okay? Check that out. I'm not going to cover that all again. But I will talk about the antenna part of it in this video. So let's do that now. All right, what we're looking at here is the equipment rack in the computer room, which is also my office here. And this rack is not a typical computer rack. And don't ding me for the fact that it's such a mess. It's a working computer rack. I actually do a lot of rearranging of odd devices that I'm experimenting with. So, anyway, the advantage to this rack is it is very heavy, industrial in nature, and it has particle board shelving, which is easy to manipulate. But beyond the equipment there, and it goes down, there's a lot of other equipment there, but let me come back up. What I want you to see is the top up here. You notice I've got two antennas. One is a ChannelMaster ColorMax, I believe it's called, which is the four-lobe antenna. And then the other one is its baby brother version. And the reason I have two, I have one mounted here on a PVC pipe and base that screwed into the particle board top of the unit. And the cable coming off of that goes to a signal splitter. The signal splitter then takes the feed from the smaller antenna and pulls that into the signal splitter and then ultimately into the Tableau tuner unit. And that allows me to get a little extra antenna because I'm inside here. I need as much antenna as I can get. And the main one here is pointing toward the majority of the channels that we need. The smaller one is pointing toward channel 8, which is actually a local high point channel, but it's the weakest channel that we get. And that is okay in this case, barely, because being set to point in two different directions
and feeding them into the same feed. They don't have multiphasic interference, so to speak, because they're pointing in different directions. And I basically got away with it. Your mileage may vary, may not work for you, did for me. And I proved that this actually does work because I took the other antenna off and checked the channel scan and saw that I was getting less after removing the secondary antenna. So it is actually working to have both of them. Now let's get a little closer and take a look at the configuration. All right, up here on top of the shelf, we have the, you can see the box for the Wind TV that we'll be talking about a little bit later. But that is the Tableau box. And then we have an antenna. And we have another antenna on a pole here. I'm going to take that on up the ceiling so you can see the whole thing. There we go. And that is my setup inside the house here on top of my rack of equipment boxes here in my office. And as you can see, you can put antennas wherever you need to. And here in the condominium, this is one place they can't complain about antennas. So let's see how this worked in terms of operating the Tableau from this location. All right, we're looking at Tableau. This is the software running on my PC, and I'm just doing a screen record of it here. Let's go to our settings. Now, this is the Tableau unit, this picture here at the top. I have a four-channel Tableau, which will allow me to record four channels at the same time. In other words, there's four tuners within it, so you can record up to four channels simultaneously. Now, I'm going to go down here to the Edit Channel Lineup button, and you'll notice these are the channels that I have scanned and found available to me. So let's do a rescan. And what it will do is go out and scan the channels that are available for local broadcast. Now, I showed you the antennas that I have set up on the Tableau, and you saw that they are inside my condo here, and actually this room, which is my studio. So that is where all of this is coming from, is that internal antenna array that I built. Now, once it scans, you have to come in here and tick off all the channels that you want to add to your program guide. So we're going to do that. We're going to go through. Now, if it had found any additional new channels, it would have added them at this point. So let me show you what we're talking about here. Channel 2 is Greensboro in our local area, and it is the main channel, so it shows up as 2-1. They have these sub-channels, -2, -3, -4, -5, and -6. Now, these are broadcast from their tower. They are essentially the same distance away as the main channel, but these are sub-channels. So if they added a new sub-channel, which they recently did, they added Twist within the last 6 months or so. And this Twist channel is an independent channel that shows programming like HGTV programs and things along that line. It's got some interesting stuff sometimes. So they're broadcasting that. Good signal. You notice it's got five green dots, which is a good clear signal. And so by ticking that, if I did a scan and it just showed up, I could tick that and it would add it to the guide. So I'm going to add it to the guide here. And it will go out and electronically contact the guide. And it would, at Tableau Central, so to speak. And it will pull down that information. Now, I have a hard drive, a Toshiba hard drive, externally attached to the Tableau through a USB port coming off the back, okay? and that drive is almost a gigabyte. It's three quarters of a terabyte. So it's a pretty good size drive. And with all the programs I have recorded so far, there's just a few there. But that is where that can be managed. You can also set it up to broadcast out, so to speak, through ports. If I had mapped these ports, then it would allow me to connect from the outside internally to my network. Now, I don't have that set up, which is why I have experimented with it in the past, but I just don't have it currently set up because I don't have those ports mapped. But at any rate, you can see that we now have all of these channels mapped. I'm going to go back here to live TV, and this is the program guide. So from here, we could show what's on a local channel by clicking over here, and it would start showing what's on that particular channel, which we'll do here in just a second. I want to avoid any copyright issues, so I want to be sure to find something we can leave up for just a second. But if you scroll down, you'll notice it's still filling in some of this information because I just refreshed the guide when I added those channels in. And that's why it's kind of slowly filling in. And then this last one down here, 48-3, is Comet, which shows science fiction and fantasy shows and so forth. Comet's actually a pretty decent channel. I watch Stargate on it and things along that line. But at any rate, you can see what is available here. Now, I'm going to click on PBS, and it will load. And
play is a third movement of a piano sonata.
That's a fairly safe image to show, but I'm going to go ahead and get off that. But as you can see, you can watch through this app, which is available in the Microsoft Store, by the way, the Tableau app. And you can watch off the Tableau anything that you want to see and record it. That's the other thing that Tableau allows you to do. It's a DVR, so you can record your programming and set it up to record things in advance. Now, you notice that the PBS channel is blinking red now. That means that it has allocated one of the four tuners. If I clicked on each one of these up to three more times, it would do that flashing red indication to show that it is pre-connected to that particular tuner. But let's go ahead and look at some of the other things here. We can look at recordings, which right now, just as I say, I don't have very much recorded. We have Young Sheldon that I recorded there. But then there's scheduled programs. And you can click here and see everything that is scheduled to record. And you can set it up to record new programs. You can set it up to record all programs, whether they're even repeats, things along that line. And you can search for TV shows, movies, and sports, or primetime shows here. So that's kind of a quick tour of the Tableau app and the Tableau unit. This was my first attempt at automating our local channels using internal to the condo antennas, which I've already shown you how I set those up earlier. But now we'll go on to my second attempt, which is the one that I use primarily, which is the TV server that I have running Plex. So let's check into that. Now, this is the desktop of my TV server, which is a Dell 3020 small form factor system. And let's go down here and run the Plex Media Server screen, which is a web interface on this particular box, and it will log in here, and you authenticate, but let's go ahead and do our authentication. All right, here we are on the screen. And these are the programs that I've recently recorded. We're going to go to More and to Live TV and DVR. And this will show you the equivalent of what we saw on the Tableau of the program guide. All right, and this is set up a little differently in terms of setting up the Plex software. I have a video on that, and I encourage you to go back and look at how this was set up in terms of putting the tuner card into the system, setting up the program guide, scanning the channels. All of that information is available on my overview of using the tuner card that is available on my channel. So it would be youtube.com/Dr. Bill Bailey, all one word, DrBillBailey. And you'll be able to find that information in that particular video. But same kind of thing here. I can come over here and hit the button beside of a channel, and it will start, you know, airing or showing that channel here on the screen. Again, let's go to PBS. Sometimes PBS is a little safer in terms of copyright, so we'll do that really quick. But I only want to show you one thing here as it begins to come up. All right, this is a children's program. But notice down here, there's a place you can click, and it will show the antenna signal strength, which is at 100%. That's the advantage to using an external antenna. And that's what I have here, is an external antenna mounted on a post outside the condo, which I'll show you next, coming right up. So stay tuned for that. And you'll see how I ran it in such a way that if the condo authorities require me to take it down, I can do it very quickly and without causing any damage to anything or whatever. But this gives me my best signal. As you see, that was 100% signal feed coming from the PBS station. And that PBS station is actually quite a ways away from me, relatively, compared to other channels. So that is a good, strong signal. Now, believe it or not, my weakest signal is the High Point station, which is a little bit of a conundrum because I live in High Point. But that is just a factor of the way TV is working in my area in terms of even the external antenna. I think that there may be some interference of some kind, but at the same time, we're not talking about a drastic issue here. Channel 8 is my High Point station. It's a Fox affiliate, as you can see, and let's look at what it is currently broadcasting at through this system that I built. We'll bring it up real quick and click here and show that it's at 98%, which is not bad. Weird to me that High Point is 98% and all my other channels are 100. Every single other channel, including ones that are quite a ways off comparatively, or are at 100% with my external antenna, which, as I said, I'll be showing you here in just a minute. But, hey, 98% is not bad. It's a whole lot better than what the Tableau with the internal antennas allow me to do. Now, the thing is, I can come here to Live TV and pull things off of Plex's Live TV channels, which they actually offer. If you set up your own Plex server, you will notice that they have in their program guide channels that are freely available. These are kind of independent channels, like the Game Show Network and so forth. Those are all available as well, and they're just available through Plex. So installing Plex on a server, as I've done here, will give you a lot of free channels within the Plex system that come directly from Plex. But what I've done is set it up so that Let me go back to home here and more. And then live TV DVR. This is what's coming off my live antenna feed. As we see, channel 2-1, which corresponds to the channels we saw earlier on the tableau. And then all the way down to Comet, which is 48. I do like the way that they display this with the logo of the network. That's kind of nice, and it allows you to quickly find things. I mentioned earlier about Channel 2 adding Twist, and as you can see, Fearless in the Kitchen, It's Just Food. These are all basically things that are like the Food Network and like HGTV and so forth. So that's one of the newer additions in my area of a sub-channel. But it's kind of nice to be able to find those kinds of things quickly with the logos here. So pretty neat. And that is Plex and how you use Plex. Now, there are clients for all of these for Roku, for Fire TV, for Android tablets, for iPads, iPhones, Android phones, practically any client, we have things that are available. So, you know, in terms of clients. So you can get something that will run on whatever hardware client you have locally. And I encourage you to check that out.
This is, all right, this is a shot of the window in my kitchen, believe it or not. This is toward the back of my condo. And this window faces outside. Now, what I have here is an arrangement that I'll show you more in just a minute. But what I wanted to focus in on is you notice I have over here a external USB drive cable here running into the back of a PC, which is my Dell 3020 that I've talked about. And over here, this is a antenna connected going outside. And I'll show you how that works in just a minute. So before I do that, let me kind of shift a little bit here and go down here and look at this PC. Okay. It's a small form factor PC that I have sitting on a kind of a low table under the window. And then that PC, as you notice, I have it labeled TV server, because that's basically what it is. It's only for serving the TV out. I'm going to spin this around so you can see the back of it here. Let me turn it just a bit more. There we go. And you can see I have a wireless card on the back of it. The reason for that is I don't have internet, and I can't run in here in the kitchen, and I can't run it through the walls because, again, it's a condo. It's got a concrete floor. I have somebody overhead, so I can't run cable. So I'm having to go entirely wireless. Okay, so we've got the wireless card. Then we've got, you'll notice a cable coming out of the tuner. Let me point to it here. This is a cable coming out of the tuner card in the back of the unit. And then it goes here. I've got a kind of a baling here to stop any interference from electronics. And then that goes on around. And let me come up here to this box right here. That is a device that allows me to run the cable into that and prevent any cell phone interference. Okay, now you'll notice back here, point to this, back here is the old wireless dongle that I had that has an antenna there. I've just got it laying there in the windowsill because that is what I originally had, and it proved to be not as good as an internal wireless card. So I recently replaced the card with a true bus-connected PCI wireless card that gets better throughput and better support. Then the whole affair is plugged in over here into the wall. And the other thing that you probably can't see very well because it's kind of stretched is that the cable, there we go, get it set back over here. So we're coming with a cable out of the back into the, my focus is getting off there because it's trying to focus on my hand. But anyway, the cable comes out of the back and goes to the external 2 gigabyte drive, which is where it's going to record shows that are coming in over the TV server. Now, the trick is, how am I coming through the window when I can't drill any holes in the outside of the condo? Let's take a look at that in the next portion as I switch to an outside shot. There's plenty of traffic and things that you may hear in the background. If so, I apologize. But now we're outside my condo, and this is a ribbon cable, if you notice, coming in here. And that ribbon cable comes under the closed window. It's a very thin cable, but I got that off of Amazon. I'll give a link to the preferred cable. Actually, I have the preferred one here in a plastic bag. The reason I say this is the preferred cable, I saw, after I installed this, I saw a video by the Antenna Man, and he compared the one that I actually first bought here with the, sorry for rattling all that plastic, probably made a lot of noise, but I originally installed this one, and his recommendation was to use this other white one, which is a thicker, slightly thicker cable made of a little heavier material. And he did some testing and saw that it was at least a 5% improvement in throughput. Now, you saw earlier that my actual signal is 100% except for the high point station, which is 98, which is not bad. So I'm probably going to go ahead and replace this ribbon cable with the new one, this one here. But I'm not in a hurry. So, at any rate, you notice that it comes out and goes into a white coax cable that I have tucked up under the edge of the trim around the vinyl siding. Then I've got the rest of the cable tucked up in the trim here around the window of the siding until it goes up. You know, this is now behind my condo. It goes up into the deck above my condominium. Now, let's change angle, and I'll show you where it goes from there. All right, here we go. This is the bracket, and you'll notice that the screws are run right into the wood. They don't go all the way through the wood. They just run into the surface. All right, and so if I had to back those out and use wood filler to fill those holes in and put a little brown paint on it, you'd never see it. So I haven't done any permanent damage to the outside of the building.
Okay, that was our presentation for the day. And as you can see, there was a lot of B-roll that I had to shoot to get all this information and put it all together. And it's all been kind of, you know, put together. I may have missed things here and there, but hopefully you'll have the information you need. And I'm going to include links to all the stuff that I used, actually where I bought it, from Amazon. They are not affiliate links. I want to be sure to mention that. They are not affiliate links. I'm making no money on this whatsoever. But check down there in the description for the links to everything that I used, okay? Within reason. I mean, the external drive, I had one of those laying around. But yeah, you get the idea, okay? So there you go. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.